The Supreme Court is about to wade into the battle over President Trump's tax returns. Late today, the court said it will review lower court decisions that have upheld congressional and grand jury subpoenas for financial records from President Trump's longtime personal accountants and the banks he did business with. The decision sets the stage for a constitutional battle over the limits of presidential power. Joining us in studio is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Hi there, Nina.
Hi there, Audie.
The court seems to do things basically on a Friday night, right?
That's what they've been doing lately.
So what exactly did the court do this evening?
Well, these cases all involve President Trump's personal finances, not anything he's done as president. And in each case, Trump lost in the lower courts and his private attorneys appealed to the Supreme Court. And I should note that even though the House Judiciary Committee voted to approve two articles of impeachment today against Trump, none of these cases involves the conduct at the heart of the impeachment inquiry.
Walk us through what these cases would involve.
Well, first, there's a subpoena for Trump's longtime accountants issued by a grand jury in New York that's investigating alleged hush money payments to porn stars Stormy Daniels and other women during the 2016 presidential campaign. The second big case involves a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee that was looking into whether there's a need to enact legislation compelling all presidents in the future to make public their tax returns. And in addition, the committee is seeking to close what they consider other ethics loopholes in the law involving presidential business activities. Trump, of course, is the only president in the modern era to have kept his taxes secret. The third case involves two banks that did extensive business with Trump, including providing him loans during his repeated bankruptcies, Deutsche Bank and Capital One. The subpoenas to these banks came from the House Financial Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee. They were looking into possible connections to Russian money laundering. And in all three of these cases, the subpoenas were upheld by the lower courts.
How soon will the court hear these cases?
Well, they've set an hour of argument in March, and I would expect a decision probably in June, just in time for the presidential campaign to be moving into high gear.
Now, five of the nine justices on the court at this point are Republican appointees. All are quite conservative. What does this tell us about the potential of the outcome here?
I'm not sure it tells us much. Some conservative Supreme Court advocates that I've talked to think these cases really are low-hanging fruit, so to speak, and a way for the court to show that it's not just in the pockets of a Republican president. On the other hand, some of the justices have strong feelings about protecting the president, any president, from what they view as constant harassment, Brett Kavanaugh among them. And lastly, of course, remember that the Supreme Court ruled unanimously in the Paula Jones sexual harassment case involving President Clinton that the president, just like any other citizen, does not have immunity from civil lawsuits.
That's NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thank you much.
Thank you.